The topic for tonight is a very specific topic, only because it was something that was on my mind, and I wanted to discuss it. It was a question that came up in the shiur a couple of Shabbosim ago as well, but it was ruminating around in my mind, and I found a creative way to connect it to the parsha, so we'll discuss it right now. There are two topics in the parsha that I want to converge together. The first is the inyan of tefillah, of davening. There is a famous line. The Medrash, the Targum Yonasan, the Mechilta, all note that Yaakov tells Yosef that he came and he was successful b'charbi u'b'kashti, with my sword and with my bow. So the Targum and the Medrash both explain that it is referring to tefillah, that in his davening he was able to be successful, that Hashem led him to success in this world. There's an amazing comment to the Meshech Chachma. If you know only one comment of Rameir Simcha Dvinsk, I don't want to pick favorites, but this one is certainly one of the best ones. The Rav Meir Simcha says, why is the sword and why is the bow a reference to tefillah? What aspects of tefillah does the sword of battle and the bow of battle represent with tefillah? So he explains that the sword represents the basic construct of tefillah, the siddur, as formulated by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah that we use in its basic formula. That is effective on its own. No matter how you use the sword, it is going to be the same effectiveness. When you're fighting in battle, the sword is a sharp weapon and it will be used the same way no matter what you do. The siddur is the siddur as it is. It doesn't change based on its own formula. But the bow is the kavana that you put into the tefillah itself. Because the bow is only as effective as how hard you pull back on it. The more kavanah you put into the davening, the more effective it will be. The more strength you put into the bow, the more effective the arrow will fly. And therefore, the Rav Meir Simcha says, this is the reference to tefillah. The charev, the kashrut, with my sword and my bow. You need both. You need the charev, you need the sword, you need the formula of tefillah, but you also need the kavanah, you need the bow of tefillah, the effort that goes into it. So that's one aspect of tefillah. The end of the parsha discusses avelus. Many of the laws of kavura and avelus are referenced by the burial of Yaakov, and then again of Yosef as well in the parsha. And this is also considered a major parsha regarding the halachos of mourning and burial. So we want to combine the two together based on a comment of the Rama. The Rama writes in Yoredei and Shinayin Vav in Sif Dalid in the laws of Avelus. The Rama is a very long piece there where it's kind of like the Rama didn't know where to put a lot of things he wanted to say, so he just took like 20 lines and he shoved everything he could think about death and mourning into one long section. What he's quoting from is the Binyamin Ze'ev, which you have in front of you, the Chuas Binyamin Ze'ev in Siman Reish Aleph, and he makes the following point. It's very important to say Kaddish. Kaddish is a very important thing for the Neshama. It's important to daven for the Neshama as well. And in that type of discussion, so the Binyamin Ze'ev makes the following point. What if the person is unable to daven for the Yamin? Let's say the person is not familiar enough with the Hebrew language. They don't have the skills to say daven or pronounce everything properly in davening. It's a lot to say. But they can learn enough to say, for example, Ashrei Uvalet Zion, Aleinu Shir Shayom, at the end of davening. So would that be sufficient? So in such a case, the Binyamin Ze'ev writes as follows. He says, if the person is unable to daven the full davening in the zechus for the neshama, he says, l'kol hapachos kishyagia shatz, when the shiach tzibur can get to uval tzion goel, yoshev shatz, the shiach tzibur should sit down, umaskalo to, this person knows to daven a little bit, should at least say this part of the end of davening, ha'avel me'av me'aim, the one who's mourning the mother and father, and he goes on to explain uval tzion goel mashlem, and that will be enough for his type of davening. The Ramah goes on to tell us that the son davens for the tzibor, it's mekadosh barabim, it's a good schus for the neshama, and helps the neshamas and the parents wherever they may be. And this is what we have here in Shulchan Aruch. This is the earliest source of the idea that we have in a number of minyanim, where either the following happens. You have two avelim who are competing for the amud, and they would like to share. This is the source of the Ramah. Or also, what sometimes happens in our minyan, is that the shliach tzibor needs to get out to make the train. So what will he do? He'll daven up until Asher Velet. He'll start davening. He'll daven until Asher Velet Tzion, daven to Tachanun, and then somebody else will fill in at the end, so this guy can go make the train or make an appointment. So what we want to discuss now is this idea of And there's a lot, two questions we need to struggle with. Is this okay? Is it appropriate? Obviously, the Rama says it's fine, but is it really appropriate that the Shliach Tzibur should stop in the middle and someone else should take over? We have other sources for this as well. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafkuf Pei Aleph Yud Dalet, citing the Magen Avraham regarding Slichos. Because of Magen Avraham, Dimitam Zehu Kodam La'avel Ulamoa LaYertzeit. The halacha is as follows, that the person who davens Slichos that morning should be the Baal Shachris as well. That's the halacha. Not many shuls are careful about this, but the person who davens Slichos in the morning should also be the Baal Shachris, should continue the davening for the rest of the time. So the Magen Avraham says that the person who davens Slichos that morning has the preference even before an Avel. Even before an Avel, the person who davens Slichos should daven for the Amud. Even before the Moel also has a Zechus, and even before a Yurtzeit on that day, the person who davens Slichos that morning, during Elul and between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, has preference to daven for the Amud. The Tfila Talye Beratzon HaKal, Tfila depends on the preference of the Tzibor, and therefore the Tzibor wants him to daven, because he's considered a more worthy Chazan. The Eliyarava mefakpek v'zeh. The Eliyarava doesn't agree. V'daito de yurtzai yeshul hespal imhu misaneh. He says the person who has yurtzai should daven before the Baal Slichos, as long as he's fasting that day, because there's a big inyan to fast on the yurtzai. U'min lamanatseach ve'elech yesh la'aniach hespal af avah. But what do they say? Once you get to Asherah Baal Tzion, the Baal Slichos should step down, and the person who's the avel should daven the rest of davening. This is what the Prima Gadim brings lahalacha as well. The Bir Halacha writes in Simon Kuflam and Beis here. He has a whole Kuntras HaKadosh. The Chafetz Chaim has a whole long essay regarding a time in history, which is not so far long ago, when shuls would compete over who said Kaddish. By the Yekis, they still do this. If you go to Breuer's in Washington Heights, they'll still do this. Not everyone says Kaddish at the same time. We take it for granted. You're an Avel, so you say Kaddish. The way it was originally enacted is that there was only one person saying Kaddish, and the Gabbai had to be holding in all the halachos, and he'd walk around the shul and say, you're going to have the Kaddish at this point, you're going to have the Kaddish over here, you're going to have the last Kaddish, you're going to have the Kaddish before after Shir Shal Yom. And the Kaddish would have to know all these halachos of who takes preference, who goes first, and he would have to be able to organize all this. At a certain point, the machlokas over who says Kaddish, who doesn't say Kaddish, I want to say, I didn't get a chance to say, it's not fair, he said yesterday, he gives more money to the shul, how come he gets to say Kaddish, whatever it is, they said enough, and everyone just says Kaddish together as a tzibur. But there was such a time. So the Chafetz Chaim laid out in order all the different orders of preference of saying Kaddish. So the Chafetz Chaim says over here in the Bir Halacha, he says that there are two avelim. One should daven Asher v'Aletzion, the other should take over from that point. Im yesh shnei aveilim shavim. Let's say they're both equal in who gets the amud. Kugon shal shivo, shal shloshim. This one's in shivo, this one's in shloshim. Yud beis chodesh the year, shal yurtzeit. So what do you do in such a case? Yatilu goral. You should have a lottery. I can imagine that's going to go well. Umi sha'ala ha'goral alav lomar arvis. And the one who gets it should say marav. Yesh shnei kaddish echad shachris. He'll just take the kaddish over here. This one will take the one in marav. We'll have a whole cheshem on how to figure it out based on the goral. V'chol zemari be'en yechol mispal lifnei amud. That's saying kaddish. But what if the person can daven? Yechol mishneim lispal lifnei amud. Yishneim merutzim lakal. And both, the tzibor likes both of them. Sometimes, you know, we don't like the other one so much, so we'll pick the other one. But let's say we like both of them, so they should do a goral, and then one will say the davening, the other one will say until Asher v'Aletzion take over. So we see multiple halachos bringing the idea of splitting the davening and splitting it into two parts, from the beginning to Asher v'Aletzion, and then Asher v'Aletzion until the end. On the other hand, look at this halacha. The Gemara in Yuma and Daphne Gimel Amabez is the source, but we refer to it as the three steps we take back at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Hamispalel tzarech shiyafsiya shalosh psios achrav. The person who davened Shmoneh Esrei must take three steps backwards after davening. The achakach yitain shalom. And then he should say shalom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's proper to say shalom in a way of leaving Hashem at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. V'imlo asakein. A person who does not take three steps back and say Shalom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Roilo Shalo Hispalel. It's better that he have not davened, because it is so insolent to not give proper reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to step back in a way as a student before his Rebbe, as a slave before his master, to step back in a way of humility and to express Shalom in the proper way. Better to have not davened at all. And this is the halacha. The Sefer Eshkol brings a machlokas, whether this applies to the Shliach Tzibur as well. Does the Shliach Tzibur also have to take three steps back? The Gemara seems to say it's very important to take three steps back. But we will look around our shuls and note that the Shliach Tzibur generally does not take three steps back after he finishes his Chazaras HaShatz. So certainly he has to take his own three steps back for his personal Shema Esrei, but why doesn't he do it again after he finishes davening for the Tzibur? So here we have a machlokas amongst the Rishonim as to why the Shliach Tzibur does not. So the Tshuvas HaGonim is clear. Everyone pretty much agrees that they don't, but the question is why. The first is
the... Who doesn't? The individual or with the Chazaras HaShatz?
The Chazaras HaShatz doesn't take three steps back. You do. Ah, so we're gonna get to it. You're not alone, but it's not the general minhag. So we want to understand why is the general minhag is that we don't. So the first is from the Ritz Geis. The Ritz Geis in the Mei Sharim says that the Shliach Tzibur relies on the three steps that he'll take backwards at the end of Kaddish Tiskaba. What does that mean? He's gonna finish Chazaras HaShatz. He's gonna say Tachanun. He's going to say Asher Valsian, and Alaini, he's going to take out the Torah, schlep the Torah back, the whole thing. It's going to take another 50 minutes. He's going to say Asher, he's going to say Valsian, and then he's going to say after the end of Asher Valsian, another Kaddish. That's the Kaddish we call Kaddish Tiskabel, because there's an additional line of Tiskabel Solosahon, that we implore Hashem to accept our Tfilos, and it's going back on what? And that's the key we're going to have to discuss. What is, when we say Hashem should receive our Tfilos, what tefillos are we referring to? So this seems to assume that when we say Tiskabel Tzolosahon, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu should accept our tefillos, it's going back on Shmona Esrei Chazaras HaShatz that you said 15 minutes ago. 5 minutes if you're in a fast minion, but a long time ago that you said it. It's going back on then. So when the Chazan finishes, and he steps back at that Kaddish, those three steps that he's taking at the end, is already connecting to Chazaras HaShatz. This is what we have in the Trumas Edeshen. Not going to read it inside. He says the same thing we said right now, and other poskim as well. Now, the second reason given as to why the Chazan doesn't have to take three steps back, even though the Gemara says it's very important to take three steps back, is the Avudraham. The Avudraham writes in Hilchos Tefillah in Perakid Aleph, Ula Acher Shemesayim Shliach Tzibur Chazaras HaTefillah Eino Tzarech L'Psor Shlosh Psios. He doesn't have to take three steps back. Im hispal b'lach hashem tzibur, as long as he said his own personal Shema Esrei. Avim lo hispal b'lach hash poseg shlosh psios achra. If he didn't, then he would have to make, if he didn't recite his own personal Shema Esrei, then he would have to take three steps back for the Chazaras HaShatz. Now, the Chazan always does this nowadays. The only place it would be applicable is when, if the Chazan made a mistake in his own Shema Esrei, and he needed to repeat Shema Esrei. He forgot to say Yalav Yalav on Rosh Chodesh. So he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. The whole tzibur is not going to wait for this guy to repeat his own 5 minutes Shmoneh Esrei, so we can wait for you to say Chazaras HaShatz again. So what does he do? He just says Chazaras HaShatz as his own Shmoneh Esrei. So once it's acting as his own Shmoneh Esrei, he's going to have to take three steps back. Yeah.
And will he have to say Elokai Netzor at the end?
He doesn't have to say Elokai Netzor.
He could just end
no, the tzibur doesn't have to wait for him to say Elokai Netzor, but he'll take his own three steps back. And the Tshuvas HaRadvaz explains that Chazaras HaShatz is for those who cannot daven. The Shatz already completed his Chiyuv Tefillah, and therefore Chazaras HaShatz, it's Shmoneh Esrei, but it's not real Shmoneh Esrei. It's another type of Shmoneh Esrei, but it's not your davening. Therefore, when the Gemara said you have to take three steps back, that was talking about your Shmoneh Esrei, but not the Shmoneh Esrei that you're saying for the whole Tzibur. So these are the two reasons. So let's see. The Rama writes in Kuf Chav Gimel Hei. It says that after the Shliach Tzibur finishes Chazaras HaShatz, he doesn't have to take three steps back. Gam Shliach Tzibur Sarach L'Psoa Gimel Psios Kishin Espalel B'Lachash. When he says his own personal Shmoneh Esrei, he has to take three steps. U'Kishin Yachzor HaTzfila B'Kol Ram. When he repeats Shmoneh Esrei, Ein Sarach Latzor L'Psoa Gimel Psios, he doesn't have to take three steps. Says the Rama, Imlo Hispalel B'Lachash. If he didn't say his own, Rak B'Kol Ram, Poseg Gimel Psios Achar Tzfilaso Shibokol Ram. So the Rama says, if he didn't daven his own Shmoneh Esrei, and he's only davening from the Tzibur, then he'll have to take three steps afterwards. So it seems to imply the Rama follows the Avudraham, that the reason you don't take three steps back is because you simply do not have to, not because you're going to do it later on. You simply don't need to when you're repeating Shmoneh Esrei for everybody else. However, The Magen Avraham argues, and the Magen Avraham says that he thinks the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Ritz Geis and the Shumas Hadeshin, that the reason the Shliach Tzibur doesn't take 3 steps back is because he's going to take 3 steps back in a few minutes at the end of Kaddish after Asher Yevalitzion at that point. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here. And he says that, So even they're going to say Kriyas HaTorah, Halal, Avinu Malkeinu, whatever it may be, it's all going to go on, that Kaddish Tiskabel going at the end. This is the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham as well. And this is cited by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Mishnah Berurah, and then this raises the following question. Now we have a problem. The Rama said we can switch the chazan in the middle of Asher Yevalitzion for someone else who wants to daven, or if I have to catch the train. But we just learned that according to the Mishnah Berurah and seemingly the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and many poskim, the chazan can't leave because he needs to take 3 steps back by Kaddish Tiskabel at the end of Asher Yevalitzion, at the very end. It's very nice you have to catch the train, but you're in the middle of something. You need to daven for the tzibur. You did not technically finish your Shmona Esrei until you get to the end of Asher Yevalitzion. And by that time, you might as well just finish up with Shir Shalom and Aleinu because you're going to miss the train anyway. So there's no point. What are you running out for? Where do we get this idea? Where does the Ramah get this idea that you can simply split in the middle, walk away, and there's no problem? Now, the answer is simply what? The Ramah holds that you don't need to take 3 steps back. There's no connection between Kaddish Tiskabel and Shmona Esrei. You don't need to. But what about the poskim who say that they are connected? What do we do in such a case?
There's another issue.
Yes.
Those that take over after Ashrei, they still say Kaddish.
Correct.
Unlike this individual who takes off for the train.
Yeah.
What's more important, davening or saying Kaddish?
What, davening, say again?
Okay, Ashrei, you said that that fellow is off and he gives it over to Ashrei.
Yeah.
That means he's not saying any Kaddish Yosem after...
You're saying the Avel. Let's say not someone who's not an Avel. You're saying the Avel.
The Avel. We're talking about Avel.
And he has to go catch the train? Right. I mean, it's true. He should figure something out.
What is more important, though? I was going to ask, is it davening that's more important or saying Kaddish is more important?
For the Avel.
Or they, davening for the Amid or saying
Avel? We saw from the Bir Halacha before, right? What did the Bir Halacha wrote before? He said, this is all saying, the whole issue of Kaddish is all saying if the person doesn't know how to daven. Avel Michol and Shameless Palel. It seems there's the bigger reason seems to be to daven for the Avod. If all else being equal, there is something certainly special to Kaddish, but it's hard to say. I don't know. I can't say for sure at the end of the day. Okay, so what are we supposed to do? Let's begin with a comment of the Ragachover Gaon, Tzafas Hanachah Yosef Rosen, the famous Rav Dvinsk. I did not bring the whole Ragachover because the Ragachover is very difficult to read in most cases because the Ragachover wrote in shorthand. He wrote 8 Mar Makamos, and said, like, Shalma Yisrael, and then, like, had a good day. So he didn't bring everything out. So I did the work for you. It's all based on this Yerushalmi. Let's look at the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Brachos, Perek Dal, says as follows. V'lama Shmona Esrei. The Yerushalmi wants to know as follows. This, by the way, this Tzavtas Panach is in Shuvah Tzavtas Panach in Simin Yud Beis. And he begins by noting the Gemara in Megillah says that it's usher to add brachos, praises and requests to Kadosh Baruch Hu, beyond what was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So he wants to know how come, why isn't reciting Tiskabel Tzolos Sahon, that we're asking Hashem for more and more tefillos, it seems that we're adding on to Shmona Esrei. I want more stuff. How do we go around adding on to more bakashas? So he says as follows, that the Tiskabel isn't going on Chazar Sashatz, but on something else. What does he mean? The Yerushalmi says, why are there 18 brachos in Shmona Esrei? So the Yerushalmi says that there are 18 brachos in Shmona Esrei. Keneged Shmona Esrei Mizmorim Shekasuv Mirosho Ad Tehillim Ad Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. There are 18 chapters of Tehillim until you get to the verse of Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, which is which chapter of Tehillim? The 20th. Sorry? Let's say that again. There are 18 chapters of Tehillim corresponding to the 18 brachos of Shmona Esrei, and the 20th one is Lam Natseach Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Hashem should answer us on our day of need. The math doesn't seem to work. So the Gemara knows this, and the Gemara says that's because we all count Tehillim the wrong way. Really, the first chapters of Tehillim should be added together, and it's not really Aleph and Beis. Really, Aleph and Beis are what? And the Gemara says really everything gets compressed, and therefore the numbers work out. not our discussion right now, but there's a question of how we count which chapters of Tehillim. Then the Gemara says, well, since we're discussing this idea of Yancha, Hashem, B'yom, Yisrael, and Shemoneh Esrei, right? What's the connection between the 18 chapters of Tehillim and then the 19th one saying, Hashem should answer you on your day of need? Amar Rav Mana, B'remez L'tam, L'chachm, Sh'adam, Tzarech, Lomar, L'rabo, Tishma, Tzilascha. He says there's a very big idea that after someone davens Shemoneh Esrei, it's appropriate to go over to him and say, Hashem should answer your tefillos. To give someone a bracha that Hashem should answer the tefillos that they have already put before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, says the Ragat Shavar, this is the inyan of Kadosh Tiskabel. When we say Tiskabel Tzol Sahon, what the Chazan is doing, he's turning to the Tzibur, he's turning to everyone in the shul and saying, everyone who I just davened with, Yasher Kayach, Hashem should answer your tefillos. Tiskabel Tzol Sahon, Hashem should answer all the tefillos of all the people in the room. Just like the Yerushalmi says, it's the proper thing to wish someone success in their tefillah. And therefore, that's why we say Kadosh Tiskabel at the end of the whole thing. So therefore, says the Ragat Shavar, the saying of Kadosh Tiskabel is not connected to Shemoneh Esrei. It's a general blanket statement that not that I'm finishing my Shemoneh Esrei, this is the end of it. It's simply going back and saying, everything else should be connected to what we're saying, and Hashem should answer all of our tefillos. And therefore, it doesn't matter if you have another Shliach Tzibur, says the Ragat Shavar, because the new Shliach Tzibur is simply saying, good job, guys. I hope Hashem accepts your tefillos. But it's not connected to Shemoneh Esrei. It's just a general bracha, independent saying that I hope everyone's tefillos should be accepted. This is how the Ragat Shavar answers the question. The base Sha'arim in Siman Mem Aleph adds that anyone who hears Chazaras HaShatz can say Kadosh Tiskabel. Anyone can say it. Anyone who was there for Chazaras HaShatz can say this Kadosh at the end. The proof is from Siman Kuf Chav Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shliach Tzibur Shetov Eino Yodea Lachzur L'mkomo Yamod Achar Tachtav. Essentially, if the Shliach Tzibur, something goes wrong, he has to go to the bathroom in the Shemoneh Esrei. He has an emergency. He has to run out. So what do you do in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz? So Lach is, somebody gets up and picks up from where he left off, continuing from where he had to leave. This is especially the case in the case of the second Shliach Tzibur Ba'ashur Ba'otzion, since this is connected to Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore the second Shliach Tzibur who picks up after Ashur Ba'otzion is no different than the second Shliach Tzibur who picks up in the middle of Bareich Aleinu, in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. It's simply another Chazan picking up, and certainly he can say the Kaddish afterwards. There's no direct connection between the two. The Pachad Yitzchak and the Mishabur writes in Tafreit Tzadi Gimel over here regarding saying Asher Valitzion and the Seder Kedusha, and the Mishabur says that Kadosh Tiskabel after Asher Valitzion is going on Asher Valitzion. It's totally independent of Shemoneh Esrei. It's talking about the Kedusha that we recited in Asher, right? We say Kadosh, 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 all those prakim that we say from Tanakh, it's going on that section as well, independent. Next, the Toras Chaim writes in the Siman Kuf Lamed Beis that only someone who is present for a Chazaras HaShatz can recite the Kaddish Tiskabel after Asher Valitzion, and that's important as well. And we see this from Siman Nun Hei in Shulchan Aruch, the next source, where the Ramah says that if people leave in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz and there's no longer a minyan, you can continue saying Chazaras HaShatz. This is a little-known halacha that people should be aware of in need of emergency. If you have 10 people and somebody has to walk out, you can continue davening, even though you don't technically have 10 people. Right to the Ramah. Let's look at inside. So we see. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch so we can see this practical halacha. Im hischil ba'avos. You start Shemoneh Esrei with the bracha of Magen Avos, Magen Avraham. V'yatzu miktsasa, and people walk out. Gomer afilu kedusha. You can say kedusha. You can say all of Chazaras HaShatz, no problem, even if you don't have a minion. Writes the Rama, V'im yatzu miktsasan l'achar sheshchilu hispalo yotzer lo yaskol sheyot tzibur. If they walk out during Birchas Kriya Shema, you can't have Chazaras HaShatz. It needs to be an own independent unit that you started with a minion. If you start that unit with a minion, you can continue afterwards. B'kol ram t'kfar nishlam tefilas yotzer v'im yatzu l'achar sheshchilu b'kol ram kedusha. If they walked out after you started Chazaras HaShatz, you can finish the Hashlim Kol Seder Kedusha V'lomar HaKadosh Shalem Achareha to Shayach HaTefillah, because the Kadosh after Shemone Esrei is connected to Shemone Esrei, and it's like it's part of that unit that you can still say without a minion. She'omer Tiskabel Tzol Sahon, because Kadosh Tiskabel Tzol Sahon is going back on Shemone Esrei. Aval Ein Karim B'Torah, you can't lane, because laning is not part of the unit of Shemone Esrei. And other issues as well that comes up over here. So he says, we see over here that Kadosh Tiskabel is connected to Shemone Esrei, and therefore he says, ideally, only someone who is there during Chazaras HaShatz should be able to say this Kadosh after Asher Yuval Tzion. This is the understanding of the Aderes, or Cook's father-in-law, and I heard from Rishachter that if the Shiach Tzibur knows that he's going to have to step down, so we have the following issue we have to deal with. So let's say I know I have to step down. I know I'm going to step down because someone else is going to take over, or I know I'm going to have to leave, or I know I'm splitting davening with somebody else. So the Kafa Chaim writes, Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, the great Rav Yerushalayim writes, and also the Orchas Chaim, and the Ketos HaShulchan, and the Tshuvas Meishiv Halacha, and a lot of the poskim say that if you do plan on switching, you know you're going to step down before Asher Yuval Tzion, you should take 3 steps back after Shemone Esrei. So you cover all of your bases. You have your 3 steps, and there's no issue over here, and this is the halacha, this is what one should do. Rosh Hashanah says this as well, that if you know you're going to step down after, and someone's going to take over by Asher Yuval Tzion, you should take 3 steps back to fulfill the law here in the Gemara.
After your initial Shemone Esrei?
After your Chazaras HaShatz.
Chazaras HaShatz.
Yeah, you should take 3 steps back after Chazaras HaShatz, and so the Aderes says the same thing, other Sfarim as well. I saw in a sefer called Mayan Omer, which is like they asked Rav Avadya Yosef a number of different questions. So he writes in the Chelek Aleph that he cites Rav Avadya Yosef who fought the Lechadchila. One should not switch the Shiach Tzibur Asher Yuval Tzion at all. Lechadchila, don't rely on any of these leniencies if you don't have to. Only if it should be one unit. Kaddish should come following Shemone Esrei. If you have to, there's a reason to. People want to split Kaddish, there's going to be a fight, someone has to go, then do it. But Lechadchila, you shouldn't do it. Rav Dov Ber Rifkin was a Magad Shir in Torah Vadas many, many years ago. He's a Lubavitcher Chassid. He has a beautiful sefer called Ashkavta de Rebbe. So he writes here in the last source, he says, I don't understand why people aren't careful to have the Shiach Tzibur take 3 steps back if someone else is going to take over by Ashrei. And he says, Ma'olam lo ra'isi sh'olam yu nizarmaz. I see people aren't careful about this. V'choshash nishu b'pashit machmas nisar nadia. It must be because people don't know. In my opinion, we should warn people, they should know to take 3 steps back if they're not going to finish to the end of davening. So I fulfilled the directive of Rav Dov Ber Rifkin. I've warned people now that they should take 3 steps back in such a case. Just want to end with a very interesting comment from Rabbi Soloveitchik, and just connected to Rosh Chodesh as well. So Rav Shechter brings from Rabbi Soloveitchik in Neva Sharaf, he had a different understanding as why the Shiach Tzibur doesn't take 3 steps back. I didn't include it in the main part because it's more out there. And it's hard to say that's halacha l'maisa. So he says that the concept of taking 3 steps back, even though you've technically finished Shemone Esrei, is because until you physically step away from Shemone Esrei, you are still omed lifnei Hashem. You're still standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true you might have finished your words, but you're still standing in a more intense presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the stepping backwards is a sign that you're no longer omed lefnei Hashem, standing before Hashem. However, the shliach tzibur, who's not davening out loud for his own tefillah, is only acting on behalf of the congregation, and the tzibur was only asked to daven the main nusach of Shemone Esrei. The shliach tzibur is not there to simply do the same thing again. He was sent as a messenger to the congregation to daven the main body of Shemone Esrei, not Elokai Netzor, and not taking 3 steps back. And therefore, once he finishes the bracha of Hamavarech HaSamah Yisrael Bashalom, and it's over, you're no longer Omed Lefnei Hashem, because you finished your job. Your job was to say, until Hamavarech HaSamah Yisrael Bashalom, and that's it. Why should you take 3 steps back? That wasn't the reason you were put there. Your job is to repeat Shemone Esrei, and that reason only. And therefore, he's no longer in a status of Omed Lefnei Hashem, and therefore, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, there's no reason to take 3 steps back. The minhag of Rabbi Soloveitchik was that only on days when Kadosh Tiskabel follows directly after Shemone Esrei, it has to only be mincha. A mincha where there's no tachanun is the only time where you say Kadosh Tiskabel directly after Shemone Esrei. A mincha when there's no tachanun is the only time Rabbi Soloveitchik would not direct the chazan to not take three steps after Shemoneh Esrei. He always told the chazan, after finishing Chazaras HaShatz, to take three steps back after Shemoneh Esrei, because of the way he understood the of the minag. But if they were on a regular breaks like Tachanun, he would have the Shiach Tzibur take three steps back in Chazaras HaShatz and say Yehu Ratzon Refi out loud as well. So that was his understanding. I mean, he had an explanation of the minag of the Shulchan Aruch. That was a nice explanation, but his own personal minag is that he did have the Shiach Tzibur take three steps back, unless it was the unique case where there was no tachanun by a mincha, because Kaddish Tiskabel goes directly after Shemoneh Esrei. Just one more point about Kaddish Tiskabel. This is the reason why on Tisha B'Av we skip the line of Kaddish Tiskabel in davening. Most people don't even notice it because they're not paying attention to what the chazan is saying. But if you look in the books that we have for Tisha B'Av, it will always not include Kaddish Tiskabel at the end of davening, because on Tisha B'Av we don't feel that our tefillos are accepted before Hashem. We feel distant from Hashem, so we don't say Tiskabel Tzolos Ahon, because we don't feel as if Hashem is accepting our tefillos in that situation. Just one last point, and that's Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berura writes that the halacha, there's a machlokus regarding what to do when an avel on Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berura says Mi'ikar Adin, and Avel can daven for the Yom Rosh Chodesh, but not say Halach. Then he cites the Vilna Gaon, who says the Avel shouldn't daven on any day we don't say Tachanun. So many shuls simply don't have an Avel daven. In some shuls, if the Avel wants to daven, it's his right to daven, he wants to daven for the Amud. He just steps down for Halal, and somebody else steps up. Who says the Kaddish after Halal? Who says the Kaddish after Halal if the Avel steps down and somebody else says Halal? So the minig is that the Shiach Tzibur, who said the Chazaras HaShatz, recites Kaddish Tiskabel. So the Chumash Hadeshim, cited by the Mishnah Berurah, says the Kaddish Tiskabel is going back on the Shemoneh Esrei, right? So the Isha Yisrael, which is the popular Sefer Hilchos Tefillah, cites Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who said the Lechatchila, the first Shliach Tzibur should step back in and say Kaddish Tiskabel. He should be standing right there at the end of Hallel and step right back in to say Kaddish afterwards, following Shemoneh Esrei. And this is the opinion of the Emek Halacha, the river of Ephraim. And then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that on Chanukah, when we don't say Kaddish Tiskabel after Hallel, instead we only say Chatzi Hallel, the person who says Hallel can then say his own Kaddish, because it's not a full Kaddish Tiskabel. So these are the different issues of the Kaddish following from Esrei. How it comes out Halacha L'maisa when it comes to davening. L'chadchila, we should all try to say at the end of davening and not be running anywhere. They like to point out that in many shuls aleinu, is a tefillas haderach that people say before they go out to work, or the Gemara says that one of the miracles in the Beis Hamikdash is that aleinu. One of the miracles in the Beis Hamikdash is that they would when they were standing, there was no space, but when they bowed, there was plenty of space. So the darshanim like to say aleinu when everyone is standing during davening, the shul's packed. But when everyone comes to bow during aleinu, you look around, there's plenty of space because everybody walked out of shul already. So we should be careful to say at the end of davening, there's no rush to go, and we should be able to, Hashem should be tiskabel tzolos ahon, and Hashem should receive the tefillos of all of Klal Yisrael.